We are concluding our current series on worship, or call to worship. And I got to tell you, friends, I have learned so much. My understanding of what it means to worship God and what is involved and how I should respond to this doctrine has been immensely, immensely stretched, challenged, and I was still am being edified as a result. If you came to me today, you say, Pastor V, I'm lacking joy in my life. You know what I would say? The remedy, my friend, is in one word. You lack joy. You want more happiness. You are dealing with depression, anxiety. My response to your remedy, for your remedy, is worship. Say worship. If you came to me, oh, I am so concerned, overwhelmed. I am just struggling because of what's going to happen in the future. The economy, the everything going on in our country and around the world, I feel so insecure. I have no confidence as to what's going to happen in the near future. And my response to your problem is one word: worship. My friends, you need to understand the meaning and the power of worship, and thereby you will have the strength and the wisdom to respond to your situation. If you came to me, my prayer life is at best mediocre. It's cold, it's inconsistent. I pray I can change my prayer life. What am I going to say to you? One word, say it. Worship. If you knew the power and the glory, the joy and the beauty of worship, then your prayer life would be transferred. If you came to me, I want to read the Bible more. I know I should. It's an obligation, but I know I should. But at the same time, I want to, but I just don't. What am I going to say to you? One word. Say it. Worship. If you understood the meaning and the purpose of worship, you will be transformed. So, quick review. We've been at this all summer. Here's how I define worship. Are you ready? Worship is when you recognize, when you see, when you understand the worth and the value of something or someone, you are shaped by it, and you respond to it accordingly. One more time. I define worship as this: when you recognize, when you see and deem and account the worth and the value and the beauty of something or somebody, that's one. Number two, then you are shaped by it. You are transformed, changed as a result. Number three, and therefore you respond to that object, that something or somebody, accordingly, in a manner, fashion that's fitting. A couple of examples. If you came to my home and I cooked you my very best cuisine, kimchi. You know what kimchi is? It's Korean pickled cabbage with all kinds of glorious things. You taste it, and you're going to go, wow, I love that feeling, the taste in my mouth. And you respond to it accordingly. That's the best kimchi I ever had. You give praise to my kimchi. So again, you recognize the value, worth, beauty of something, number one. Number two, you are shaped by it. And number three, you respond to it accordingly. Something more significant. You see, last night, 9 o'clock, sorry, close to 10, I looked at the window and there was the full moon. It was big as a house, and the color of it was rich, rich, dark yellow, I think because of the smoke in the air. But that just changed the color of the moon. It was glorious. It was gigantic, and the color, I can't even describe it. I recognize the beauty. I see its worth and value, so I was shaped by it. I appreciated its beauty. And third, I respond to it accordingly. Honey, look up the window. There's a full moon and the color is just spectacular. You catch that? Worth, value, beauty. You see it, you are shaped by it, and therefore you respond to it accordingly. Therefore, if you actually recognize the glory, the beauty, the majesty of God, and if you are shaped by it, you are influenced by it, you are changed by it, then, what's the third? You respond to God accordingly, in a manner that fits the beauty, glory, the majesty of God. That's worship. And that's why worship, if you truly experience it, you cannot not be changed. Quick review. Therefore, worship. This is what we do in worship. Every Sunday, here's what you see. We have the call to worship, songs of praise, prayer, sermon, offering, benediction. Call to worship. God calls you and me. And that's a gift. That's grace. That's a huge, huge. We can't on our own come to God on our own. God must call us. It has to be an invitation from Him and by Him. We are unworthy to come to God. And what we learned was, in call to worship, you find God beautiful, not useful. I don't have time to say more, but when you see God's beauty, you go, God is beautiful, not useful. What's second? Songs of praise. When you see the glory of God, it leads you. You just burst out into singing because you find God worthy of your worship. You respond to it with singing. And third, prayer. When you recognize that God is this merciful, patient, loving Father, wanting you to come to Him in prayer, in confession. You are changed by it. You want to come before God with prayer. And what's next? Sermon. God reveals His glory, His beauty, His majesty through the spoken word of God, the Holy Scripture. And what's next? Offering. When you recognize what God has done in your life, and God is providing for you. He is your true security that shapes you, and you respond to Him accordingly with all that you are and all that you have as a living sacrifice. And today, can someone read that strange word? Benediction. Say benediction. Benediction. And that's the topic of today, and we're going to conclude the message. Those are two Latin words together. Bene means good, from which we get words like benevolence, benevolence, benevolent, good. Diction means word, from which we get the word dictionary, right? So benediction means good word or blessing. We're going to focus on that. I'm going to take you to Psalm 67, which is all about blessing. Psalm 67, first, the whole series has been from the book of Psalms. Psalms is a collection of prayers, songs, poems, wisdom literature, and this Psalm 67 is a song. How do we know? Because it says in Psalm 67, for the director of music. Kobe, I need you, man. Mom's talking to you, I know. Lena, leave your son alone. I need your son right now. So Psalm 67, please. There we go. Okay. Goodness, we are competing. For the director of music with stringed instruments, a psalm, a song. Number one, Psalm 67 is a song. Number two, it was written for, by whom? The director of music. This song was sung in the temple. It was done, it was sung, it was read, it was practiced, like in a context like this, at the temple court, by the music director. So imagine, Lena, the music director, standing here and singing this song, accompanied by an instrument, stringed instrument, a song. Now, hear the word of the Lord. Notice, observe the changes in pronoun. Who is Lena singing this to? There's a change. Notice also how many times you see the word bless and praise. So let's go. Verse 1. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine on us. Who is Lina saying this to? To the people of Israel, the Jews, to you. Okay? Verse 2. So that your ways, so that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. Did you notice the change in pronoun? To whom is Lina saying this now? To God. She sang the first verse to you, and now she's saying this to God. Verse 3. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. May all the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you rule the peoples with equity and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you. This is repeated in verse 3 and verse 5. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. Lina is singing, declaring that not only the Jews, not only the Christians, but every nation, every tribe, every tongue, every person in the world praise God. Verse 6. The land yields its harvest. God, our God, blesses us. May God bless us still, so that all the ends of the earth will fear him. And this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Key idea, key point, the main theme is this. Really simple and really short. Worship leads to mission. Repeat after me. Worship leads to mission. When you see the glory of God, the beauty of God, the majesty of God, it shapes you. And it shapes you in such a way that he sends you on a mission. And that's what Psalm 67 is all about. Mission. Another Latin word. Mission means sent out. That's what it means. A missionary, therefore, is one who is sent out. Are you a missionary? You might say, no, I'm still in Edmonton. I'm not some remote parts of the world declaring the gospel. No. Mission is everyone who is sent by the Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, every Christian, if you are a follower of Christ, you are a missionary. You are sent out. Look at verse 1. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine on us. The key idea, bless. God bless us. Be gracious to us. Turn your countenance towards us. For what purpose? To what end? Verse 2. So that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all people, all nations. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. Therefore, Jesus Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit, is sending you, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord, because that's how we are shaped, changed when we worship God. I told you the key word, one of the key words is bless, right? Bless, praise. I'm going to take you to Genesis 12. Would you repeat after me? You are blessed to be a blessing. When God blesses you, when God bestows his face upon you, when he is gracious to you, when you are blessed, he blesses you because he is kind and gracious, but so that the end result is not only for your own blessing, so that he may turn you into a blessing for others, to others. You are blessed, therefore, to be a blessing. The best example is Genesis 12, Abram. Verse 1, God appeared to Abram. He said, Abram, go. Take that baby out. Go. Leave your people. Leave your family. Leave your country. Leave everything behind. And at the time, he was a very rich man, wealthy man, man of influence. He was well rooted in that city. But God says, go. And as you go, I will bless you. You will be a blessing, Abram. All nations, all peoples will be blessed through you. So Abram left everything behind. He was on a mission. He was sent out because he was being blessed. He recognized the beauty of God. So he was blessed. And as he went, he became a blessing to all the nations. Meaning, the reason you are blessed as a child of God is God has fulfilled his own covenant to Abram. I will bless people in Edmonton through you, Abram. Through your offspring, the person of Christ, the descendant of Abram. And that's why you are here, because Abram was on a mission. He was sent out. Tim Keller, in one of his sermons, says this, and I'm just paraphrasing it, okay? God is like a spiritual, divine tornado. He draws you in. He transforms you. And then he sends you out to be a blessing. I love that metaphor. God is like a divine spiritual tornado. He sucks you in. He bestows his blessings upon you. He blesses you. But then he, what? He spits you out. Go, Abram. Go, Victor. Go, Bernardine. Go. To be a blessing to those around you. And this is at the very heart of our God. The best theology that I learned is about when the theologians or the literature describe God as the ultimate missionary. Did you know God was a missionary? He was the first missionary, and he's the ultimate missionary. God the Father sends God the Son to the world. Remember that? At the core of who God is, he is a missionary. He sends himself. Christ comes. He fulfills the will of God the Father. He fulfills all the requirements of the law, and he dies on the cross. He rises from the dead. And he sends you the Holy Spirit. And through the Holy Spirit, we come to God, knowing his character. God is a missionary. There are six core values in Mosaic House Church, and I want to go over them with you rather quickly. Here are the six core values of disciples. Number one, Scripture. To know Jesus. Number two, prayer, to meet Jesus. Number three, generosity, to show Jesus. Community, to belong with Jesus. And sent out, to go with Jesus. Movement, to multiply Jesus. These are our values, straight from the Bible. And we are focusing on sent out, to go with Jesus. And that's why we offer Alpha courses. That's why we offer drop-in soccer. And that's why we do house churches, where people are sent out. You are sent out, and you invite people to Jesus because you are blessed to be a blessing. And that's why today we are going to host the block party. God is sending us out to be a blessing. May the nations praise your holy name. Let me end with this. It's about Christ at the end. Christ blesses us. How? By being cursed. He didn't get the blessing. He got the opposite. He got the curse that we deserve. He got the punishment that we deserve. He got the hell, the damnation, and the alienation from the Father that we all deserve. So that he may bless us. That we may be a blessing. And once that glory, that beauty of worship who Jesus is shapes you, you will respond by saying, "Here I am, Lord. Send me out." Pray with me. Father in heaven, we began the worship by saying, "Your kingdom come, your will be done." And we pray that the beauty of your glory will shape us, that you are a sending God, that you sent your Son, and Lord Jesus, that you sent the Holy Spirit. May this grace, may this truth shape us and transform us. And may we respond to it by saying, send us out. We will go. We pray for the block party. May every guest, every neighbor that comes, receive the generosity of Jesus in what we do, what we offer, how we host. To you all the glory. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. We transition to our time of worship as we give our first and our best, our first, the first fruits, and our best, our tithe, because Christ reminds us, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that through his poverty you might become rich. That's why we bring our first and best. Let's pray. Lord God, receive our first fruits, receive our tithes. We respond to who you are and what you have done. You are worthy. Take these gifts, take these expressions of worship, and bring them, use them to bring about your kingdom, saving of many lives. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.